You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's always good to pay close attention to the scripture. The scripture says that Jesus was made to be sin. He was not made a sinner. He was made to be sin. He became sin for our own sake. You need to understand that. You need to understand why God had to momentarily turn away. And Jesus said, Father, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was not just a sinner. God doesn't forsake sinner. God will always come back to the sinner. But Jesus was made to be sin. He became sin for us. Him that knew no sin. The judgment of God was on sin. That is why the judgment of God came heavily on Jesus. So everything that is sin was put in him. Everything about your sin was put in him, was put on him. He himself became sin. When they say, where is sin? They say, that's sin. That's sin on the cross. He became sin that knew no sin. But he went through that pain. He went through all of that, that something might happen to us. Many times people think that, oh, the mercy of God or the salvation, what it means is that Jesus took away our sin. Now, that is true. He took away our sin. But why? The scripture says that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not just that we might live righteous, that we also, we will become righteousness. So that when they say, where is righteousness? They point to you and I. They say, we are the righteousness of God. Many people love that aspect of Jesus becoming sin, who knew no sin for their sake. But they have not embraced the aspect of us becoming the righteousness of God. That is why, if you are not careful, when you read the epistles, you may think that they are giving us laws. They are not giving us laws. When they ask you to love one another, when they say lie not, speak the truth, do you know what they are telling you? They are saying, simply showing you that you have become the righteousness of God. That is the basis why they are saying you can no longer tell lies. It's not the Ten Commandments of thou shalt not lie. That one, you are still a liar that is being told not to lie. But here, you are righteousness. So why would you lie? That is why there was nobody that followed up the Enoch of Antioch that gave his life to Christ and was baptized immediately. And Stephen was taken Philip was taken by the Holy Ghost immediately from that vicinity. And he went on his way. And I was wondering, who will disciple this man? Who will follow him up? When people come to Jesus, I can tell you, their appetite for sin is immediately terminated. It's not a process. It's not something that is gradual. I don't know how people deceive themselves today and say we will be overcoming sin gradually. What then is the difference between you and a sinner? What's the difference? If you are both doing the same thing, and the difference is that you lay claim to believe in Jesus, he doesn't believe in Christ. He said that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. That's why Jesus became sin. He became sin so that you can become righteousness. Not that you can become righteous, so that you can become righteousness. You are righteous. You practice righteousness because you are righteous. That's why you can't demand righteousness from people who are not righteous. They don't know how to do it. They can't understand it. Even for us, we have to be made the righteousness of God. It means we were not. But many times you are demanding righteousness from people who are not righteous. I've been telling believers, we are not all the same on earth today. There is a difference between somebody who is in Christ and somebody who is not in Christ. There are two categories of people on earth. Those who are born again and those who are not. Those who are new creation and those who are not. People will say, hey, but I'm human. That's an excuse to sin. You are not human when you become born again. You are a new creation in Christ. That's how he describes you. He said that you might become the righteousness of God. How can you be the righteousness of God and you are living in adultery? How can you be the righteousness of God and you are stealing church money? How can you be the righteousness of God and you are a liar? You are a known liar. How can you be the righteousness of God and they can't commit money into your hand? They can't trust you with a project. How can you be the righteousness of God and you can't submit to your own husband? How can you be the righteousness of God? You can't love your wife. How can you be the righteousness of God and you are a disobedient child? What kind of righteousness then are you? We must be the righteousness of God, and then we will walk in righteousness. If you are not the righteousness of God, you can't walk in righteousness. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.